Martin, you asked for pride and passion and energy and commitment. Do you think you got that from your side today?
Not at all. Nothing. Non-performance.
How do you react to what you've seen?
How can you react? I'd be like the fans. I'd be more than disappointed and frustrated. That's an embarrassment, the performance. I've told the boys I'm not going to defend that. You can't defend that. I said I wanted a heart and desire and passion and ability. We've got nothing today. We've got nothing out of the game. Give two poor goals away. And, you know, with the great respect to Accrington, they wanted it more than us. And they showed the quality. And when you're down there, I said to the boys, when you're down there, you've got to fight and show a little bit. And we didn't. Nothing today. And I'd be, you know... I feel sorry for the fans who've turned up here, because that is a performance where you deserve to be where you are, and unfortunately you deserve to get nothing out of the game, which we didn't.
600 plus made the journey today. They're rightfully frustrated. It felt to me, watching on when going 2-1 down, it had the look of a beaten side in that last 20 minutes.
Yeah, I think it's not just been today where that's been our Achilles heel, if you like. But when you talk a good game, Tom, you have to just turn up and walk the walk instead of talk the talk. And we've got players today who didn't perform at all, and not just one or two, seven or eight. And when you come away from home and play against a team who are fighting for their lives, it showed to me today that we ain't prepared to fight for our lives. So yes, there's been some words said, there's been some harsh words said, but for me, true words. And they have to deal with it, because I'm not going to defend that. I'm not going to, tell them they're good players, because they're not. That's their last performance, and Ioane's good as his last performance, and that wasn't a performance.
No, if we look at this second half in a bit more detail, in terms of chances created, well, they were next to none. Andy Cook had that bobbly effort. It was a very, very easy second half for their goalkeeper, wasn't it?
It was an easy 90 minutes. We played a system. We've got a few people who've pulled up with niggles and have not travelled, but we get on with that. And I said to the boys who get the shirt, go and put in performance and go and work hard. And I don't even think we worked hard at times to deny space and to close down. So I've told them they've got to look in the mirror, but they've been looking in the mirror all season and not performed. So I'm being honest. I think that shows where we are and where we should be.
Talk to me about the formation choice today. 3-5-2, the wing-back certainly combining for your equaliser.
Yeah, Morgan Ferrier's gone down with injury, and Corey Blackett-Taylor's gone down with injury, and we needed some width, and that was the only way we could get width. So that's the way we went. But again, you know, when you get width or whatever formation you put out there, Tom, you've got to have a bit of desire and show a little bit. And sometimes we're scared to play on a poor pitch, but yeah, you've still got to show desire. They show desire. Yeah. And, you know, for me, when you analyse the game, which I will do, and we will do collectively tomorrow, we're in tomorrow, you know, it's just nowhere near good enough standard for any division, let alone the first division, and fight for our lives.
You see today against Accrington Stanley, who have had a bad run here at the Wham Stadium, they'd lost five in a row. How on earth do you pick them up now ahead of a huge Easter weekend? Southend have gone on a winless run, I think 14 matches. Wickham beat them today, that's the Easter Monday game. The performances you've seen, second half against Oxford United and the 90 minutes today, how on earth can you put a positive spin on this now?
Great question. I don't know. I'll be honest with you, Tom, I don't know. I've never been in a team or been associated with a team that's non-performed. So it's going to be new to me. Yeah. But again, you know, we have to put it in the players' hands now. We did before the game, and we've got nothing. And we've got to do it again, because once they cross that white line, they've got to perform. They've got to come out. And like I wanted them to give the fans something, because we knew there's going to be a decent turnout of fans. And the fans turn out, even though they know we've been on a run we've been on. And they expect to run about and tackles and energy and desire. And we've just had... For me, 8 or 9 players who did nothing for us for 90 minutes. But we can't make 10 or 11 changes.
No,
so,
no.
So listen, there's no way in this world I'm going to be happy with that. I'm not happy with that result. The players know that in no uncertain terms. And then, as I say, we'll have an assessment tomorrow.
Final question from me. How big a loss will Josh Gordon be sent off?
Is that his own fault. No. Two silly yellows. It's his own fault. I'm not going to defend him. It's his own fault.